Hi guys, welcome to the first lesson in your presentation phrases audio course. Before we get into all the phrases you need to handle any situation, let's briefly talk about natural speech patterns. Well, more accurately, natural listening patterns. Because understanding this is key if you want to sound confident and natural when you speak. And yet it can be something quite challenging. Imagine you're in a meeting with your team. You're presenting a complex technical process, but the more you speak, the more you notice your colleagues are struggling to follow. Why? Well, it's probably not about the content. It's probably more about how you're saying it. If you aren't speaking in a listener-friendly way, then much of what you say will be lost. Because native English speakers don't hear every word you say. We listen for the key stressed words spoken in a rhythmic way, that is, following a beat. This rhythmic flow is what makes spoken English sound natural and easy to follow. Speaking word by word disrupts that flow. It makes it harder for your audience not to get tired by trying to decode your message. And eventually, they just stop listening. English is what we call a stress-timed language. This means we emphasize certain words to create a natural rhythm. It's like music. There's a pattern, a beat to how we speak. Not all languages are like this. Some give each word the same amount of time and they don't follow a beat. They speak word by word. When you speak word by word like this, this is the key point. Your audience has to work harder to understand what you're saying. They're trying to look for the true message in the individual words, and they end up missing the bigger picture. But when you follow the natural rhythm of the language, like this, this is the key point. The flow is easier to follow, and your audience can just focus on what your ideas are, rather than struggling with every individual word. I can tell you firsthand, this makes a huge difference. I have found myself in presentations across the globe where the person speaking is a non-native English speaker, often with a strong accent and imperfect grammar, maybe simple word choices. Yet, they were very easy to listen to, and I had no trouble understanding what they meant. And other times, the speakers had a very high level of English skill, yet I struggled to focus on their presentation because I was always translating in my head, translating the meaning from a word-by-word speech pattern. I tell you, it had to be a really interesting topic for me, or I would become distracted and then just start to tune out. Now, why don't we listen to the difference and then you can start to feel it for yourself? First, let me say it word by word. I will present the data. It feels a bit robotic, right? Now, let me try it with a natural rhythm. I'll present the data. Notice how the flow feels more natural and it's actually easier to understand. Why don't you give it a go? I'll say it again and I'll pause and you can say it out loud. I'll present the data. I'll present the data. The key here is stressing the right words or the right part of the word and connecting the sounds in a way that makes sense to the listener. Let's try another one. I will explain the process. First, word by word. I will explain the process. That doesn't sound so good. Now, with a natural rhythm. I'll explain the process. Now you have a go. I'll explain the process. See how much smoother it sounds? Okay, now here is your first task for the course. I want you to start focusing on creating clear, strong beats in your speech. Remember, when you speak with this natural rhythm, your audience isn't working hard to understand every word. They're just focusing on your idea. Practice speaking in phrases, not words. Practice the rhythm and the stress in simple phrases like, I'll present the data, or I'll explain the process. There are some practice activities for you to use that I've provided. Now, when you're ready, try recording yourself. And then listen for where you might be breaking the rhythm and work on smoothing it out. These small changes can make a huge difference in how your audience experiences your message. And then we'll move on into pausing in the next audio.